At first, it sounds like a couple is just having an argument in public. Then, all of a sudden, you start noticing that more and more people are asking the store employees if anything in the entire place happens to be made in the United States. Before you know it, the store you are now spending your dollars at is brimming with people simply asking questions about sweatshop products.
It was made in El Salvador. It was made in southern Mexico. These are sweatshops.
Amidst the confusion, a woman walks in and declares that the products at the Disney store on Hollywood Boulevard are made in poor conditions by children not much older than the ones joining their parents to shop for the newest Mickey Mouse doll.
I urge you to leave this store. Do not spend your money.
The woman is removed. Some people laugh, and most are clearly confused. Some decide to leave the store altogether. Others just keep shopping. The people agitating customers at the Disney store this weekend weren't really shopping there. Instead, these students and performance artists were spreading what a man named Bill Talon, better known as the Reverend Billy, calls the good word, a form of activism which targets consumerism. In April of this year, the Reverend, along with several disciples, did an action at a Starbucks in North L.A. He was later charged with and recently convicted of obstructing business. Tony Perucci is a professor at Cal State Northridge. He explains the Reverend's action.
And he entered the store, and he entered at that time and, you know, announced the good word that there was another way that you could leave Starbucks, that Starbucks did indeed treat workers in a despicable manner, and they were perpetuating the worst aspects of globalization. And he preached that for a couple, 3 minutes. He laid a hand on the cash register, one hand in the air, to send that money and reverse it back from Howard Schultz and the billionaires and back to those who labored for that money.
During that time, the Reverend was assaulted by the manager and a customer, at which point all the performers left the store. In July, he received a letter saying he would be criminally charged with vandalism, malicious mischief, and trespassing with the intent to disrupt business. Most of the charges, except for one, were dropped. Perucci explains.
The jury deliberated for about 1 hour, and he was convicted and sentenced to 3 days for the interrupting the flow of business. And the last line of the city prosecutor's closing argument is incredibly revealing. She said, "There are sacred things, and there are places you cannot go. Grabbing cash registers and interrupting the flow of business are beyond." And that was an incredible moment because it really revealed the state's perception and attitude towards capital, which is the cash register is sacred. She sanctified the flow of business.
The Reverend spent a good part of this weekend making friends at the Twin Towers detention facility in downtown L.A., while students from Dr. Perucci's class, like Nicole Bates, participated in the actions against Disney and Starbucks. Bates says that she's happy to be an active part of an action that's based outside of conventional rallies and protests.
I'm pretty calm when it comes to that. I'm not into the running in with signs and throwing stuff. And really, it's just about trying to get a message across to everyone about, you know, what exactly our issue is with a certain store. And that's basically it. I mean, it's not really about trying to make a big dramatic scene or cause any type of problems with anyone or any, you know, nothing violent. We just want to get an idea across to everyone of what's going on and so that they really know what's, you know, what's happening with these corporations.
Sitting in his jail cell, Reverend Billy was not able to participate in the actions this weekend. But his better half and the director of Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping, Savatri Durkee, was. It was Durkee who sprang into the Disney store and urged people to stop shopping there. Although there's an underlying feeling of fun and games with the actions, the history and politics of social movements behind them are well informed. Durkee says that people's power has never really laid in the executive branch of the government and that people are always looking for different ways to create change.
The government has always disappointed me. I don't know that that's where we need to look right now for change, for social change. It seems to me that we should all start working in our neighborhoods a little bit more and look to the local to find the global. I think we really need to consider our own politic and how political we are being. You know, we can sit here all day and complain about George Bush. We can sit and complain about the electoral process. But we also have to know that there are a lot of people who aren't complaining about it. And how do we change that? I mean, how do we wake people up and get them political, you know?
This weekend, Durkee's concern led her and others not only to Disney, but to Starbucks as well. After several actions by the Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping against Starbucks, the slave labor coffee giant issued a memo to all their employees titled, "What do I do if Reverend Billy comes into my store?" One of the employees behind the counter must surely have read that memo as she called Hollywood police to come in to investigate the handful of people that were talking about, well, coffee. Seeing nothing wrong, the police left as soon as they arrived. A few seconds later, Dr. Perucci, the Reverend's replacement for the day, made an appearance.
Starbucks Company! Starbucks Company beans! Let's come!
He was quickly and literally pushed out of the store by the concerned employee. Afterwards, people had confused reactions.
I couldn't explain it. Some man was yelling about something. I'm assuming it's how Starbucks is the devil or something like that. Sending the money to the children, I think.
It's hard to know how these actions affect people. Maybe for the first time, the coffee drinker will think about Starbucks, the devil, and the children. Reporting for the KPFK News, I'm Aura Bogado.
Trying to minimize the issue, but I'm keeping it large. I love the place I live, but I hate the people in charge. Speaking is hard when you got strings attached, so I'ma say it for you, cause I don't got none of that. And if you didn't understand what I spit at your brain, ayo son, let the son explain. Come on, son, y'all niggas know the way that I do. ImmortalTechnique.com live for you. And I know sometimes it be making you nervous the way I smash puppet rappers that belong in a circus. You motherfuckers just can't compare. Looking for a fan base that's no longer there. I know that you're scared and you're hiding up in the cut. But this is freedom of speech. Nigga, tell them what's up.